Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Vail. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Pacella. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Pacella. And now, play ball. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu takes first base on ball four. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Flynn fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Stearns and he is out. Flynn applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood takes first base on ball four. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vail. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Youngblood goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail strikes out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Elliott Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Pacella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pacella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pacella fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavares moves to third. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tavares tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from foot and he is out, DeJesus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle takes first base on ball 4. DeJesus moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeJesus moves to third. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randall. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Flynn applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0-for-1 in the game. Vail strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddux hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Washington. Foote reaches second base with a double. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood, who is chasing the ball. Tyson reaches third base with a triple. Foote scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Pacella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pacella is 0 for 1 in the game. Pacella bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazzilli is walked intentionally. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it and throws to second for the out. Flynn moves to third. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randle for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns is walked intentionally. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it and throws to second for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-2 in the game. Vale strikes out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Foote hits a line drive into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Pacella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pacella is 0-for-1 in the game. Pacella strikes out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Rouchel covering. Safe. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foote for a passed ball. Mozzilli moves to second. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mozzilli moves to third. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Youngblood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Pacella covering, for the out. One out. Neil Allen now pitching. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Mike Tyson. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Rick Rouchel. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foote scoops up the ball and tags Jorgensen for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 3 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan De Jesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesu is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. De Jesu is called out on strikes. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Allen, and towards Flynn, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.